It's time to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio.
From dabs to chivas, sativas to indicas, we roll out a whole concentrate of fresh new content every week. It's like going from the...
Take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth.
Hey! Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
CannabisRadio.com presents The Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Hey, this is great, man. Well, on the
earth. Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Belville.
Good day, tokers and tokettes and non-toking lovers of liberty. It is Friday, August 26, 2016, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. Welcome to the weekend. We made it through another complete week. Getting toward the end of summer here in beautiful Legal Potland, Oregon. Some nice temperatures outside. It's in the 90s outside, I understand. It's getting hot here in the Pacific Northwest, hot all over the country, and unfortunately wet in some of the places of the country. Not only have I seen the flood pictures coming out of Louisiana, but now some pictures coming out of Iowa. On the flooding there. And a lot of the severe weather, you know, we just suffered the hottest month ever recorded, the month of July 2016, hottest ever recorded. And that we're going to continue to see all of this, you know, terrible weather patterns and more extreme weather as we continue to suffer the effects of burning off fossil fuels on this planet. And of course, those of us in the marijuana movement know what the answer is. It's the liberation of industrial hemp and the embracing of alternative fuel technologies. Hemp, we got so much we can do with that. The latest understanding of what we can do with hemp fibers in creating cheap battery technologies is going to unleash wind. It's going to unleash solar on a way that we've never seen before, a scale we've never seen before. And I'm excited to be a part of that movement. I'm excited that you're here with us celebrating this movement and all that's happening. Lots of new developments going on. As you've been following my Twitter account at Radical Rush, you probably recognize I've been writing my ass off because I finally have a new outlet for all my blogging. It's at weednews.co. Weednews.co is going to be the punk rock of marijuana marijuana aggregation sites. Man, we got some great writers out there. Johnny Green, Anthony Johnson, Miggy420 is joining us. We're excited about that. Check it out at weednews.co. But coming up on the show today, I'm excited because we've got some amazing guests and some amazing breaking news to bring you here on the show. Coming up at half past in our Canada Business Chronicles, we're going to speak with Maya Elizabeth. She's with Whoopi and Maya. That probably rings a bell, right? Whoopi Goldberg and Maya Elizabeth, their new company to provide marijuana products designed for women and their particular needs, particularly menstruation, periods. Let's just be open and honest about it. It sucks. So we'll talk to Maya about the new company. But then following that interview in our Cultivator's Corner, we're going to go out live to Salem, Oregon by phone to speak with Don Morse, who's helping to organize the Oregon State Fair's cannabis display, the winning cannabis plants. 9 different winning cannabis plants in hybrid, sativa, and indica are on display right now at the State Fair in Oregon. Fairgoers will look at them like they'd look at the Jersey cow or they'd look at the hog that some kid raised. They are looking at cannabis plants like they were rutabagas or potatoes or anything else. We're going to go live down there and talk to them, see what's going on. We'll also be talking with one of the growers down there, one of the winners of the 3 prizes. There was a first, second, third place kind of thing going on there for the sativas, indicas, and the hybrids. And we'll talk to Jason. He's one of the winning growers down there. Also coming up in hour 2, Toker Talk Radio, we've got my short interview with Vivian McPeak backstage at the Seattle Hemp Fest, the last of our Seattle Hemp Fest highlights. We almost got a whole 4 minutes with him. And we'll also have some ranting to do about stoners against legalization down there in California. claiming that Prop 215 is all about compassion, legalization is all about greed. I've got the facts to disprove it. It's all coming up in the next 2 hours here on the Russ Belville Show.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing.
So are we.
Grow with us. CannabisRadio.com.
The cannabis business industry is growing. Business is booming. And as new opportunities arise in newly legalized states, each market is getting more competitive. Today, it takes more than just being a good grower. Do you have the resources to market and handle this ever-changing business landscape? Let Canna Management Corporation help you grow your canna business with our vast resources and experience to make your business a fully functional service company. Financial management, HR, sales, marketing, efficiency, and more. CMC has the experience and the expertise to improve your business and help you better meet the demands of your clients and customers. Call Canna Management Corporation and let our team get you ready to grow. 415-269-8015. That's 415-269-8015. Or visit canna-management.com.
Previously on the Stoner Jesus Show.
St. Peter auditioning to be the Microsoft weed software spokesman.
Hey, this is St. Peter from Microsoft. They track weed. Does that mean they're going to like track the weed? Is that what this is about, Jesus? I'm not going to be tracked, Jesus. I'm not going to have my fucking weed tracked. And I'm not going to have fucking Microsoft track me back to my fucking house through my weed to where they fucking spied on people with that goddamn Xbox camera. Fuck this. Fuck Microsoft. Fuck this bullshit.
The Stoner Jesus Show, live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. Or find the Stoner Jesus Show podcast on demand at CannabisRadio.com and StonerJesus.net.
Peace, bitches.
You're not high. You're listening to the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
I am a round peg in a square hole.
Okay, maybe you're high, too.
New beginner guitars and banjos are often constructed much better than ones built before your time. Why struggle? Get a new instrument or fix the old one. The trusted professionals at the Fingerboard Extension will evaluate your instrument for free. Repairs are priced for people who work for a living. Stop by the Fingerboard Extension downtown Corvallis at 120 Northwest 2nd Street today or check out its inventory on the web at fingerboardextension.com.
It's time for the Cannabis Radio News. Covering the latest headlines in consumer cannabis, medical marijuana, and industrial hemp. Cannabis Radio News is now available exclusively at CannabisRadio.com. Now your marijuana headlines in 4 minutes and 20 seconds. This is Cannabis Radio News.
This is your Cannabis Radio News for Friday, August 26, 2016. Carson City, Nevada. The Nevada Attorney General says, quote, "None of us care if a 60-year-old baby boomer is smoking marijuana at home," end quote, but nonetheless opposes the initiative on the ballot to legalize adult use of marijuana. Attorney General Adam Laxalt told KOLO-TV that the initiative was written by big money out-of-state interests and contains, quote, "no provisions to keep edibles out of the hands of children," end quote, referring to the marijuana-infused cookies, candies, and such that are a large proportion of the legal adult cannabis market. Quote, "There have been many reported deaths and overdoses from children that unknowingly ingested edibles," stated Laxalt, "in clear contradiction to the truth, as cannabis is non-toxic and incapable of producing a fatal overdose." Laxalt is joined by the Nevada Sheriffs and Chiefs Association and others in law enforcement who oppose the measure. Hot Springs, Arkansas. Legalizing Arkansas medical marijuana would be a drain on the state's resources, Governor Asa Hutchinson said Thursday while speaking to the Association of Arkansas Counties. Hutchinson, the former head of the Federal Drug Enforcement Administration, said he was concerned about the cost of regulation and enforcement if voters approve legalizing marijuana for some patients. Quote, You can imagine the enforcement issues, the regulatory issues that are involved in this, the Republican said. I do not see any tax boon to the state. I see more of a tax drain to the state, end quote. Melissa Fultz, the head of Arkansas for Compassionate Care, which is behind the measure approved for November, said regulation would also be covered by taxes and license fees. David Couch, the sponsor of the measure still being reviewed, said fees and taxes in his proposal would more than pay for the cost of regulating marijuana, adding, quote, it's going to be revenue positive, end quote. Denver, Colorado. A 15-year-old Colorado boy who helped pass a law requiring schools to allow students to use medical marijuana has died. Jack Splitt used marijuana to treat pain from cerebral palsy, and he and his mother, Stacy Lynn, began pushing for what ultimately became known as Jack's Law after a school employee ripped a skin patch delivering cannabis-derived medication off his arm in February 2015. Lynn told the Denver Post that Splitt's debilitating muscle contractions worsened Wednesday, and he died just days after starting classes at Wheat Ridge High School. The law, which was signed by Governor John Hickenlooper in June, requires schools to allow a parent or caregiver to administer medical marijuana on campus. School officials opposed the law, fearing they could lose millions in federal funds for allowing the use of a drug illegal under federal law. But parents told lawmakers about how their children were unable to attend school because of the ban on marijuana treatments. New Jersey also requires that school accommodate medical pot as long as it is in a non-smokable form and is administered by a nurse or caregiver. Portland, Oregon, a celebrity-branded cannabis corporation and an activist group dedicated to minority empowerment in the industry are teaming up to provide 3 hours of free legal help for people to clear marijuana convictions from their records. Marley Natural, the cannabis brand run by Privateer Holdings in association with the estate of Bob Marley, is working with the Minority Cannabis Business Association to hold what they call Rise Up Expungement Day from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday in Portland. MCBA Chairman Jesse Horton said, quote, by giving back through Rise Up, Marley Natural is an example of a cannabis company that is getting all aspects of cannabis business right, so we don't just build another industry, we build a better industry, end quote. Despite marijuana being legal in Oregon, a previous record of conviction can still carry stigma that impedes getting a job or housing, for instance. Phoenix, Arizona. As expected, opponents of Arizona's Proposition 205 to legalize marijuana have appealed their recent Superior Court loss to the Arizona Supreme Court. At issue is a claim by the opponents that the 100-word summary of the initiative fails to detail all the ways marijuana laws would change in the state. Maricopa County Superior Court Judge Jolynn Gentry rejected the suit last week because they have no legal standing to sue. This has been your Cannabis Radio News for Friday, August 26, 2016. I'm Russ Belville.
We don't limit how much you smoke, and we don't limit where you listen. Cannabis Radio is now on iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio.
While the feds and state are doing their dance, you still need to transact business and manage your cash. Go professional and let your customers pay with PayQuick. They pay you and they earn rewards points. PayQuick connects to your bank account for free and secures all of your transactions. And with PayQuick, you can pay your producers and processors for free. Plus, it pays to have it because it makes depositing your cash safe and so easy. No cops, no crooks, just compliance and comfort, knowing you have your cannabis business in check with PayQuick. PayQuick, the safe and easy way to pay. PayQuick.com.
The political climate is at a fever pitch, and the fight for the social fabric of America is set for battle this November. Tuesday, November 8th, the Cannabis Liberation Movement takes a huge step forward, and Cannabis Radio is here to chronicle this legendary moment. CannabisRadio.com and the Cannabis Radio News team will feature wall-to-wall live coverage of all the coast-to-coast voting of state amendments, ballots, propositions, and initiatives that will further progress the Cannabis Crusade. Join us November 8th for Vote 2016, the path to cannabis freedom, only on CannabisRadio.com.
You're listening to Radical Russ on the Russ Belville Show.
At Herbie's Cannabis Seeds, we pride ourselves on bringing you the best quality seeds from the world's most respected cannabis seed producers, all at the lowest online prices. You can find Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. All cannabis seeds are sold as souvenirs and as a means of preserving cannabis genetics. Herbie's Seeds in no way intends to condone, promote, or incite the use of illegal or controlled substances. We strongly urge all prospective customers to check their national laws prior to placing an order. Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. Proud sponsors of the Russ Belville Show and 420 Radio.
The world of cannabis is evolving at a frenetic pace. The Russ Belville Show gets behind the headlines to take a deeper look at breaking news in our Cannabis Focus.
Today in the Cannabis Focus, we take a look at the state of Montana, which is really facing a decimation of its medical marijuana. We hear a lot here in the Pacific Northwest about how medical marijuana has been, quote unquote, destroyed in Washington State. It hasn't. It still exists. You can still get medical marijuana. But there have been a lot of changes, and a lot of people are upset about these changes in the Pacific Northwest. But when you compare them to what's going on in Montana, there's not a whole lot of room for complaint. In Montana, they had their legislature repeal their medical marijuana program. It was gone. It was going to be gone until the governor saved it through a veto. He saved medical marijuana through a veto. So in response, they passed this bill in 2011 that restricted medical marijuana caregivers to 3 patients. So like if you were taking care of yourself, if you were growing for yourself, there's one, and then you could grow for 2 other people. That's it. Previously, with the caregiver clause in the medical marijuana law passed in 2004, that had evolved into the wink, wink, nudge, nudge dispensary system, where I'm not a storefront, I'm a caregiver for a whole bunch of people coming into my place where I store marijuana. But I'm not a storefront, I'm a caregiver. But at least that way, people were still getting their medicine, and the medical marijuana program ballooned to over 30,000 patients with over 3,000 or 4,000, I think it was over 3,000 providers, aka growers, right? Caregivers and such. So this bill that passed in 2011 cut that out, just killed the dispensaries, made it so you could only grow for yourself and 2 other people, and puts this requirement on doctors so that if they recommend for more than 25 patients in a given year, they automatically get audited by the medical board. So that scared a lot of the doctors from wanting to write out, you know, medical recommendations. Now, there was a veto referendum on this, and it failed because it's one of those weird things where you had to vote no to say yes, vote yes to say no, and everyone was confused. And so that failed to stop this bill. There's been a lot of lawsuits to try to stop this bill, and it's kept it from going into effect for 5 years, but they've run out of options now. And as of the end of this month, as of August 31st is the last day, folks, it's the 26th today. They're 5 days away from the end of medical marijuana as they know it in the state of Montana. They've got 13,000 patients. They're down from the 30,000 they used to be. But there's 13,000 patients now. And there's about 400, I think it was like 447 providers. Each of those providers, again, is only going to be able to provide for themselves and 2 other people. That works out to around, what is it, 12, 13, 1400 patients out of about 13,000. Literal decimation. Reduction to a factor of 1/10. The actual, you know, Greek root, decimation. 13,000 patients provided for, going to go down to about 1,300. So there's this initiative, and it's on the ballot in Montana, I-182, to undo that. So there could be dispensaries again, and actually codified into the law that, yeah, you can get reimbursed. This can be an industry. And taking away that oversight on the doctors, that unnecessary, you know, sort of Damocles hanging over them if they happen to recommend for too many sick people. So that's on the ballot. I-182 is on the ballot. And the intent was that we could go vote for that in Montana, pass that law, and the patients would have caregivers again. Now, mind you, they're going to have to survive through September. They're going to survive through October before we hit November 8th. So there's 1 month, 2 months, and another week that they're going to have to get by before we can pass that I-182, right? And help them out. Well, here's the bad news to the story. Associated Press reports today there was a clerical error in the drafting of two different versions of I-182 that has made it so that some parts of the bill go into effect immediately, while others don't go into effect until June 30th, 2017. So those patients that were waiting for September and October are going to have to wait for November and December and January and February, March, April, May, June 30th. So another 10 months. 10 months they're going to have to get by in Montana with one-tenth of the legal providers they are allowed or had been currently dealing with because of a simple technical error in the drafting of a bill.
Hide the dope!
We don't have any dope.
Then what did I just smoke?
So let's hope I-182 passes. Let's hope that right after it passes, and it passes by a big enough margin, there can be some political momentum like we had here in Oregon to have some sort of early fix to an obvious problem. If the people support it that obviously, why wait till June 30th? I hope the Montana legislature gets the hint. If they hate pot so much, I doubt they will. Happy 420, Montana.
Maui Wowie. Acapulco Gold, California Kush. Our strains stretch everywhere, too.
This is the Cannabis Radio Network.
Dr. Dabber, hurry! Its temperature is shooting past 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit. It's burning up.
I'm afraid for this little guy, it's just too late.
What caused the problem?
Only Dr. Dabber can maintain the perfect temperature for a smooth-tasting, slower burn. This standard vaporizer lost all of its health benefits, sending it up in smoke.
So you're telling me that most vapor pens burn so hot they produce smoke, not vapor?
Correct! Keep away from those standard vaporizer pens and turn to Dr. Dabber. Doctor's orders.
Less heat? More flavor.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com.
New beginner guitars and banjos are often constructed much better than ones built before your time. Why struggle? Get a new instrument or fix the old one. The trusted professionals at the Fingerboard Extension will evaluate your instrument for free. Repairs are priced for people who work for a living. Stop by the Fingerboard Extension downtown Corvallis at 120 Northwest 2nd Street today or check out its inventory on the web at fingerboardextension.com.
Promoting the end of adult cannabis prohibition is easy because we have facts, science, reason, compassion, evidence, truth, and logic on our side. It's even easier when researchers catalog it all for us. Learn how to gather the facts on marijuana use, arrests, seizures, rehabs, drug tests, and more on this edition of Drug War Data Mining.
Today in the Drug War Data Mines, we're going to take a little bit of a venture outside of our normal subject of cannabis and talk about the subject of vaping. Something is on my mind because I was recently back in Idaho where vape stores in Idaho are like where you'd see dispensaries in Portland. You know how you, in Portland you'd be driving down the street like, oh, yeah, dispensary. No, look, another dispensary. Oh, there's one right there. It's the same with vape stores in Boise. It was crazy what was going on there. And I'm thinking, well, obviously this isn't, you know, cannabis vaping, right? So it must be, are people really that into the nicotine and the nicotine vaping? Well, this new study that's out shows that at least among the kids, No, they're not. They're not vaping nicotine. They're not vaping cannabis. In fact, the study finds that 2/3 of the kids that are vaping out there are just vaping flavors. There's no drug to it at all. They're getting the razzleberry and the
and a strawberry and the key lime pie or whatever the hell they're vaping, and just enjoying the flavor of it and enjoying the act of inhaling it and exhaling it and, I don't know, looking cool, I guess. It's amazing. We got a teenage drug fad that's taking off here. That's not even a drug. it's just inhaling flavor. It's flavored gas. Well, it's not. Well, technically, it's gas. Oxygen's a gas, right? So, I think this is hilarious. As they take a look at this, right? Because a lot of the complaint about e-cigs and vaping is that, oh my God, it's going to lead kids to smoking and it's going to let them disguise cannabis use in the classroom and so forth. But what they found here is that the vaping, even among the youth here, is about 25% that are using nicotine. So one out of four out of these kids. So you got 66% of them, two-thirds, right, that are just using flavoring. They get another 25% that are vaping with nicotine. And then they have a remainder there, and I think it was something like 9%, something like that, where, here it is, 7% vaped with marijuana, right? So amazing here. He said only 13 to 20% said they last vaped nicotine, with the highest percentages in older teens. So the younger kids, more likely to be just vaping flavors. 7% marijuana, 10% didn't know. Now that's a little frightening. Kids are just, hey, suck on this. And they're just inhaling it and not knowing what they're getting. That's a little troublesome. And there are some interesting stats that go along with this, that youth vaping now is more popular than cigarette smoking. There are more kids out there that are vaping, and consider that the more of these kids that are vaping, most of them are just vaping flavors. It's more common than cigarette smoking at this point. And yet we have most of the state laws and the federal government imposing these laws that ban the sales of these vape devices to kids because of supposedly it's going to be this gateway effect to actual smoking. But according to the researchers here, he said that there are some parents that are taking their kids to the vape stores as a harm reduction measure. They'd rather see their kids vaping some, you know, watermelon flavored whatever than smoking cigarettes. And the problem they've got here is that there's some lack of consistency on the labeling. But again, I think this owes to it being a moral crusade against it, because it looks like smoking, because it evokes the same feelings as smoking. And I have a feeling that's why a lot of the kids are doing it. See, I don't think kids are stupid. I think they're reckless and impulsive, but I don't think they're stupid necessarily. And if you give them the right information, they can make the right decisions. And they've gotten the information on cigarette smoking. They clearly understand that cigarette smoking is harmful and unattractive. The cachet of it has been changed. It used to be something that the cool rebel and the sexy outsider would do. Now it's something that the addicted loser does. It's something that the downtrodden and the poor do. It's not held up into any sort of esteem. Vaping, though, it returns to that era of prestige, returns to that idea of looking cool and having that puff of cloud coming out, being all cool and rebellious without the attendant health harms that you got from trying to be a rebel with your cigarette smoke. We're finding more kids are vaping than are smoking cigarettes. More kids smoke marijuana than smoke cigarettes. More kids smoke marijuana than binge drink. The information is getting to the children. They're starting to understand what are the safer choices. And this is the important part of the discussion, is that the choices need to be safer choices, not just abstinence. And it's okay to teach kids that maybe they should be abstinent from things, that maybe it's best for them to wait until their brains are developed before they try marijuana or alcohol or nicotine, or for that matter, caffeine. Way too many parents feed their kids way too much caffeine, in my opinion. I see them in the malls. There's argument for that. There's legitimate argument for that. Abstinence. Nothing wrong with that. But don't let that be the only choice. And understand that teaching harm reduction, teaching safer choices, in addition to the safest choice of abstinence, is responsible parenting. It's responsible adult parenting. All right, we're back with Maya Elizabeth from Whoopi and Maya right after these messages.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
How high do you like your profit margin? CannabisRadio.com.
While the feds and state are doing their dance, you still need to transact business and manage your cash. Go professional and let your customers pay with PayQuick. They pay you and they earn rewards points. PayQuick connects to your bank account for free and secures all of your transactions. And with PayQuick, you can pay your producers and processors for free. Plus, it pays to have it because it makes depositing your cash safe and so easy. No cops, no crooks, just compliance and comfort, knowing you have your cannabis business in check with PayQuick. PayQuick, the safe and easy way to pay. PayQuick.com.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Most of you know me as a talk show host, but I'm also an author, actor, single father of four, avid snowboarder, and I'm also a medical marijuana patient. Living with multiple sclerosis, I'm in pain every day. Medical marijuana is my last resort, and it helps me when all other drugs have failed. If you'd like more information about medical marijuana, you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project at mpp.org or call 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
The Russ Belville Show reminds you to never smoke and drive impaired. Hang out for a while and share.
At Herbie's Cannabis Seeds, we pride ourselves on bringing you the best quality seeds from the world's most respected cannabis seed producers, all at the lowest online prices. You can find Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. All cannabis seeds are sold as souvenirs and as a means of preserving cannabis genetics. Herbie's Seeds in no way intends to condone, promote, or incite the use of illegal or controlled substances. We strongly urge all prospective customers to check their national laws prior to placing an order. Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. Proud sponsors of the Russ Belville Show and 420 Radio.
Mark Twain once said that when there's a gold rush, it's a good time to be in the pick and shovel business. Today, we look at the rapidly evolving markets in the marijuana green rush in our Canna Business Chronicles.
Welcome back, everyone. 32 after the hour, and joining us today in Canna Business Chronicles, a great female entrepreneur in the cannabis space. We got Maya Elizabeth with us. How you doing, Maya?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you?
I'm fantastic. And I don't know if you and I have ever met in person. I've done so many High Times events, and I don't know if I've seen you at any of those, but I understand you're a multiple cup award winner.
Absolutely. I've definitely been at many cup events, and maybe we may have met and maybe not.
You know, I it's weird how those things fade from my memory somehow. I don't know what could have happened. But anyway, glad to have you here.
No idea.
Glad to have you here. And of course, everybody knows now or is hearing about this fantastic company you started with Whoopi Goldberg, Whoopi and Maya. Give us the basic elevator pitch of the company. What's going on? What are you guys involved with?
I'm happy to. It's a line that's made for women on their moon cycle. It's everything a lady wants when it's that time of the month. So it's a medicated bath soak. It's a topical rub for your cramps, back, and joints. It's a liquid sublingual multi-herb tincture. And it's a raw cacao that's organic, vegan, gluten-free, and fair trade, available in THC or CBD.
Wow. You know, I ran into Rick Cusick at the Seattle Hemp Fest, and we got to talking a little bit about these things. And both of us were kind of surprised that it took as long as it did for there to be cannabis-based products based around this specific need. Tell us about Whoopi and you trying to embark on this niche that hasn't been fulfilled before?
Sure. Well, first of all, cannabis is definitely a woman's ally when it comes to that time of the month. I know so many women that use it for relief. This whole line was Whoopi's idea. She was inspired by Queen Victoria using a menstrual tincture during her time of the month. Mm-hmm. And she realized that there really is a need for this and there's nothing out there. And she approached Rick, who then started kind of scanning his repertoire from High Times and realized that we're a female collective that had won some awards and reached out. And we went from there.
Wow. That, you know, and this is the reason it wasn't surprising to me is because I, like you, know many women. And in fact, my wife, my ex-wife, suffered from endometriosis, which I guess is period cramps on steroids. And we had to move to Oregon so she'd become a medical consumer. But what I'm fascinated about this is the expansion of this, because I think while some of us may be aware of the general idea that, yeah, you can use cannabis, it's pain relief, it relieves spasticity, and they're thinking mostly of smoking it or maybe vaporizing it. Tell us about these other particular products and what was it like? How do you develop these kind of products?
Sure. I'm so happy you asked. Well, first and foremost, smoking cannabis definitely helps with all types of pain. So that's always there for you. Our line is a little bit more about options. It's a little bit more about privacy and really convenience. It's here to use in any combination, and it's made for women to find relief. It doesn't need to take the place of whatever women might be doing already. It's here to make your life more comfortable and really to enjoy. The moment I hung up the phone with Rick, my very next call within 2 seconds was to my herbalist friend, whose name is Alexis. My friend Alexis has had a moon line that does not have cannabis in it, but contains many healing herbs for women for years. And forever we had been talking about putting our medicines together. So her and I, for 2 of the 4 products, we made brand new recipes together and formulated new multi-herb formulas for the rub and for the tincture. The Epsom salt and the cacao were already 2 products that I was making in my company called Ohm Edibles. And I've already had so many testimonials from patients about the efficacy of these Epsom salt soaks and the chocolate. So that's how we made up the 4 items.
Excellent. Now we have a question coming from our live chat room that kind of explores the other side of this natural moon cycle. The question is, how about marijuana for menopause? Is there going to be products along that line?
You know, I'm glad you said that. We've gotten a lot of testimonials and questions from women who are menopausal. And I will say that I do believe cannabis is a woman's best friend. I have heard many testimonials that women in menopause have been using the chocolate and the rub for discomforts associated with that. And I also know that it can be very friendly as a personal lubricant. So I believe cannabis is a great tool for menopause.
I know a lot of people out there listening know quite extensively about Whoopi Goldberg, her career. She's one of the few people to win the Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony, and Golden Globe for that matter. What's it like for you working with Whoopi and having to deal with and see and be around her kind of celebrity status and the way people treat her?
First of all, she's amazing. I grew up watching her movies. I've always been a big fan. I'm not the type of person who's really starstruck. I don't own a television. She is everything I hoped she would be and more. She continuously blows me away. I look up to her in such a big way as a mentor and a role model and really just an amazing person because she is an EGOT. In fact, she's a she-got, a woman, Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony, and Golden Globe for that matter. She is down to earth. She's a medical patient herself. She uses cannabis for glaucoma. It really relieves her intraocular eye pressure. She also uses topicals for her back. And she believes in doing service work through cannabis. So we're not here for the money. We're here for the miracles. And we're really happy to partake. Her and I align in such a beautiful way with our vision. And that's exactly why we're here doing this today.
That's I'm glad you brought that up. It's something I pay attention to as we're seeing more in celebrity involvement in the cannabis industry is who was there when we needed them? Who was there speaking out when it wasn't easy? And Whoopi always has been. She's always been pretty clear about her cannabis use, even when it was kind of risky for her to say so with, you know, ABC, Disney, and The View. I mean, that's some risky stuff. So I appreciate that that she's got that attitude. And, you know, I was thinking, you said she got, if we could get Rita Moreno involved in this, we could have two she gots on this. Wouldn't that be great?
Beautiful.
Now, Maya, I wanted to ask you about the logistics of this, because now you got this great product. And I've seen the packaging of it too. I wanted to mention that too, that it's just beautiful packaging. What's it like now trying to get it into the marketplace, and how do you anticipate the upcoming Prop 64 will change that?
Well, we've been blessed. We have an awesome sales team. We're currently almost to 100 dispensaries at this point. Our line is available to medical cannabis patients in California only, because it does contain cannabis. So we don't ship. It's not available online. You really have to come here and see a doctor and walk into a dispensary that carries us. People have been asking for it by request. We've gotten amazing testimonials. I just feel very, very confident about the quality of our product. And that's the same philosophy I use for every cannabis product that I make in both companies, is what you get in, what you get out. And so we rest on the foundation that we're using extremely high quality ingredients that are actually bringing patients relief and that actually work. And if you can do that, I think you're pretty much golden.
So for the near future, it looks like you'll be the products will only be available in California?
For right now, yes. We do hope to get to other states too. But for right now, we're just in California.
Oh, boy, we've got to get this prohibition ended. I know so many people in so many states that would love to have access to this product. We're speaking with Maya Elizabeth from the company Whoopi and Maya. They're making, what do you officially call the product line? I heard you say something about Moon Cycle. Is there an official?
Yeah, it's, you can call it a medical cannabis moon line. You can call it a women's line, a menstrual line.
Yeah, I heard someone refer to it, maybe it was Rick Cusick, said menstrual marijuana product. And I thought, well, there we go. That might, that
absolutely
might do it.
That's, yeah.
And as we, as you're trying to, you know, get this product out and get the information about this product out, how much difficulty is there in just kind of our societal taboo about talking about menstruation in general?
It's so interesting. I never saw this coming in my wildest dreams. First of all, I'm not the person who was already into this kind of thing and decided to create it for myself. I'm just a lady who makes medicine. We're a female collective. I'm a cannabis fanatic. But now that I've submerged myself into it and it's become my life, I've noticed so many things from a sociological standpoint. The first thing is, people really don't talk about the period very much. And I wonder what our society would look like if men had a menstruation. Would we have paid time off? Would we have free supplies? Would there be lots of pharmaceuticals to choose from and lots of bodies of scientific as evidence? And I've also found it's kind of like this double taboo white elephant in the room, where all of a sudden you put cannabis in it and people are really talking about it.
Interesting. It's something that I hope we get more information on, and we get more of these products in the other states. I'm really excited that you guys are doing such a good job with this. I know the Twitter handle out there is at Whoopi and Maya, if you want to follow them there. Is it the same for .com and Facebook and such?
We're whoopiandmaya.com. We are on Facebook as well, and also Instagram.
All right. Follow them in all those locations. Maya Elizabeth from Whoopi and Maya, we appreciate what you're doing to expand the understanding and the reach of our medical cannabis products. Great job.
Thank you so much.
Anything else?
Just hope everybody gets a chance to enjoy everything. I often talk about how great the chocolate is for you and how great everything is for you. And I forget to mention that it's absolutely delicious and divine and can be enjoyed in whatever way your creativity will allow you to.
All right. Thank you, Maya Elizabeth, for joining us, and good luck with everything.
Thank you so much. Best of luck.
All right, stay tuned, folks. We're going to head out to the Oregon State Fair, the first in the nation to ever display live cannabis plants. We're going live out there with Don Morrison Salem right after this.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Seed to sale, clicks to conversions, and more. You're listening to the Cannabis Radio Network.
The cannabis business industry is growing. Business is booming. And as new opportunities arise in newly legalized states, each market is getting more competitive. Today, it takes more than just being a good grower. Do you have the resources to market and handle this ever-changing business landscape? Let Canna Management Corporation help you grow your canna business with our vast resources and experience to make your business a fully functional service company. Financial management, HR, sales, marketing, efficiency, and more. CMC has the experience and the expertise to improve your business and help you better meet the demands of your clients and customers. Call Canna Management Corporation and let our team get you ready to grow. 415-269-8015. That's 415-269-8015. Or visit canna-management.com.
Hello and welcome all you high-flying, die-trying, roll a Philly blunt for your friend hemsters, every roach-smoking bong token, however you get your THC canathusiasts, all you rebels, individualistic originals, and outside-the-box ganja warriors, you chunky monkey, Cherry Garcia, munchie-loving hemsters, all you captive earth surfers, astral travelers, and ganja-loving canisaurs, all you high-flying, wide-smiling, ganjarific cannabophiles, welcome to everyone! Except Donald Trump supporters, because that's how I really feel.
The Grow Show with Kyle Cushman, only on CannabisRadio.com.
You're not high. You're listening to the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
We need to build a wall.
Okay, maybe you're high too.
Hey everybody, it's Radical Russ here from 420 Radio, inviting you to be like me and get your ink done at Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo, Fort Worth's most female-friendly, clean, sterile, awesome tattoo shop. Thomas and his crew are true artists who can design you a custom piece or use a design you bring in. Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo also offers all styles of tattooing as well as piercings and all-around fun. In the DFW area, stop by Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Trust me, it'll feel awesome.
They say marijuana grows like a weed, but growing high-quality marijuana takes more than just throwing a seed in the ground. Join us as we speak with the most recognized cannabis horticulturists in the world and take your live grow questions in our Cultivator's Corner.
All right, welcome back, everyone. It is 47 after the hour. We're reaching out to Salem, Oregon to connect with Don Morse, who is a part of the Oregon State Fair that's going on down there. Don, do we got you?
Yes.
Hey, Don, thank
you. How's it going, Russ?
It's going great. It's probably going better for you. How are things at the fair?
It's excellent. We have a huge crowd. Been a small line going into the exhibit all day long, so that's nice. A lot of positive feedback from the fairgoers and the people at the state fair themselves. So I think it's going to be a positive thing for the next 11 days.
Describe the exhibit for our listeners out there. How many plants? How big?
Well, the exhibit is 50 feet long and 10 feet wide, and the grow house is 20 feet long by 10 feet wide. And inside, you'll find 8 of the 9 award-winning plants, the ribbon winners from the Growers Fair that was held 2 weeks ago. And they're all different sizes. The smallest, I think, is about 3 foot, and the biggest is about almost 6 feet. Yeah, that's as tall as I am. So.
Wow.
People are going. We have gentlemen checking IDs, and people go in one end of the greenhouse and come out the other.
Wow. And these are non-flowering plants?
Correct. They are non-flowering plants. Next year, we believe we'll be able to have flowering plants.
This is amazing. So first, second, and third place winners in sativa, in indica, and in hybrid. And I understand that we've got one of the, do you have one of the growers there with you to talk to?
Yes, he's right nearby here. Let me find him just a second.
We can find more of the results of this Oregon State Growers Fair available on weednews.co. I think I saw them got posted earlier today.
Hello?
Yes, hello. This is Russ Belville on Cannabis Radio. Who am I speaking with?
Danny Grimm with Uplifted Farms.
Oh, fantastic. So glad to hear from you. And which ribbons did you win in the grow competition?
We won first place Indica, which is our granddaddy purple, and first place Sativa, which is our super sour diesel.
Oh, wow. So two first place ribbons, two out of the three first place ribbons that are given in the nation's first ever state fair recognizing cannabis horticulture. How does it feel?
Oh, it feels great, man. It feels great to be out here displaying our plants and just being proud of what we do, and definitely displaying our plants to just get people familiarized with cannabis and let people know that it's a good thing.
How long have you been a cannabis grower, and how did you get involved?
I've been growing cannabis for 12 years. You know, I just started out as a medical patient and using it for my migraines and stuff, and just found out that it's a great thing. It's a fun plant and a fun hobby, and, you know, just kind of sprouted from there.
Did you get a chance there at the fair to interact with any other farmers, you know, guys that are growing, I don't know, pumpkins or tomatoes or anything like that? Were there any talks like that?
You know, not yet. I've definitely talked to a lot of people coming through here. I haven't got to go over and got a chance to go over and check out the other displays. I'm looking forward to that as well. So yeah, it's definitely a cool thing.
Are there any people there? Have you sensed anybody that's got a problem with it?
No, not at all. No, everybody comes out of this. They walk through the display and check out the plants, and it's just nothing but smiles at the end.
Yeah, that's remarkable. Well, congratulations on your win. And are you a commercial grower? Are you growing in the medical or the recreational industry?
Right now we're operating under OHA medical rules, and we have applied for our OLCC license. We're just waiting for them to get back, and you know, it's kind of a lengthy process right now because they have so many applications coming in. So we're just kind of waiting our turn, and still operating under OHA.
Okay. So you said Granddaddy Perp was one of your winning blue ribbon winners. What's the other one?
Super Sour Diesel. Oh. That would be the Sativa.
Oh. Yeah. I love Super Sour D. Oh, that's one of my favorites. Oh, all right. Awesome. So I'm looking to get some of this Granddaddy Perp or some of this Super Sour D. Where can I find it here in Oregon?
You can find it at Nature's Quest here in Salem. You can find it at Seven Leaf Dispensary here in Salem. And you can find it at Cherry City Compassion. And then we'll be popping into a lot of the other Portland stores as well.
All right. Looking forward to that. So how long do you know how long the display remains up there at the fair?
Yeah, it's going on for, well, till the end of the fair, which is, I think, the 4th or the 5th of September. So it'll be like about 10 days here.
Wow, that's remarkable. Thank you so much for everything you're doing. And if you give me back to Don Morse there, I appreciate the time you've given us.
Yeah, absolutely. Hold on one second.
Yeah, it's amazing. Oregon State Fair, first time we've ever had a state fair where there's public viewing of cannabis. Hi, Don. And I was just telling folks, it's non-flowering cannabis that they're taking a look at. But still, this is the first time in the nation's history. How much have you heard from national media on this story?
Oh, my God. Right as we speak, there are people here from Denmark. And German papers, the German media service is here doing an interview right now. A news crew from Denmark. This morning we had a guy in from France. And I've also heard from the BBC again. So there's definitely international interest in this. And it's the two different people were here from the AP earlier, one doing a video report and the other one doing a radio report. So I expect by tomorrow or Sunday that this will be all over the papers nationwide.
Mm, yeah, this is amazing. And we were speaking with the Blue Ribbon grower earlier. I'm sorry, I forgot his name. What was his name again?
I'm not sure which one you were talking about.
Oh, the Blue Ribbon winner for Indica and Sativa. I'll have to look it up. My apologies. It was all going by so fast I didn't write it down. But we were talking to him, and he said this is going to be a display that's up for what, the next 10 days?
Danny Grimp is the grower, and yes, the fair is up for the next 10 days. It ends on Labor Day about 8 p.m., I think.
So this is in Salem at the state fairgrounds. Is there any sort of admission or parking fees?
Yes, they're charging for parking, and they do charge, I believe, it's $5 at the door for admission.
Wow. And are people allowed to take pictures with the plants?
Oh, yeah. We've invited people to take as many pictures as they want.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a whole lot of selfies going on right now.
Yep, it sure has.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a fun time, especially this weekend as people come out. And we've had a lot of people show up asking, well, where do I see the plant? So they've already heard about it somehow. And I think this is going to be one of the bigger attractions at this year's State Fair.
Yeah, I would think so. You know, I was asking Danny about this, and I'll ask you, have you seen much crossover conversation? You know, I'm imagining like an old farmer who's been taking his prized pumpkins to the fair for 30 years, talking to some young buck who's a cannabis farmer, you know, swapping stories. Is any of that going on?
About an hour and a half ago, there was a conversation of that sort going on. We're seeing a lot of people who are older. I would say the baby boomer generation or older, that have never seen cannabis, and they are just dying to take a look.
Yeah.
So I find that, helpful to our mission statement of trying to educate the public and destigmatize the plant. So it'll remain to see if that stays, the course throughout the length of the fair, but we're hopeful.
Among the, I understand there's 8 plants being displayed. Was there a problem with the 9th?
Yeah, apparently the grower lives down very far down south and was not able to make it up today. We're hoping that he comes and drops it off tomorrow.
Okay. So among the 8 that are being displayed, is there a lot of visual distinction that is helping people understand differences between sativa and indica, for example?
Yes, very much so. We've got people, growers are in the greenhouse, and as people come through, they are filled with all kinds of questions. And so we're able to, tell them what the differences are and how they really want to know how the plants were judged, how they ended up to come here. So there's a lot of interest in them.
Yeah, that is. What are some of the standards? Because, these are non-flowering plants, so we're obviously not judging them on their effect. So what were some of the standards?
Well, we're treating this like, you would any other horticultural plant. So they were judged on leaf structure, spatial noting, the overall shape and pruning of the plant, the overall health of the plant, the aroma. Those were the things that Ed Rosenthal and the other judges were looking at, and they scored them on a scale of 1 to 10, and then we tallied everything up, and the winners were chosen.
Wow. And so not too dissimilar from how they judge the prize hog, right?
That's it. It's called open judging, and that's exactly how it was done. We had over 50 entrants this year, and judging from the interest we've already had, we have a lot of growers coming by the booth asking me how I can enter my plant next year.
Well, let's.
So I think next year's fair will be huge.
Yeah, let's get that information out. What sort of contacts or websites do people need to know if they're interested in getting involved in the Oregon State Fair cannabis competition?
Well, the competition will be mid-August next year, and what they should do is periodically check out the OregonCBC.com website. That's Oregon Cannabis Business Council. And we will be posting information as the plans and the dates become more definite. We'll post the plans there. There'll be an online application that they can fill out. We'll be judging the same 3, sativa, indica, and hybrid. And all growers are invited to submit 1 of each type.
Well, that's fantastic. Check out Oregon CBC, like Cannabis Business Council, OregonCBC.com for more information. And Don Morse, longtime activist here in Oregon, we thank you for what you're doing and for giving us this live report from a national breaking news story. We appreciate it, man.
All right. Thank you for having me, Russ. You have a good day.
All right. Good day to you, too. That's all the time we got for hour 1, folks, but stay tuned. There's plenty coming up in hour 2. We're not done with this yet. And then after hour 2, you get Stoner Jesus. 3 live hours right here on CannabisRadio.com. In the next hour, we're going to hear from Vivian McPeak at the Seattle Hemp Fest and my look at the compassionate pricing of medical marijuana in California versus the greedy pricing of recreational marijuana in Washington. It's all coming up in hour 2, Toker Talk Radio. For everyone here at CannabisRadio.com, I'm Radical Russ.
live from beautiful Legal Potland, Oregon. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers!
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it.